the first part of experiencing great fellowship is to get to know people.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, Experiencing the Great Commandment. Today, taking the first step toward fellowship.
Knowing things like their interest and activities. Wasn't it interesting that Jesus would find himself, this carpenter from Nazareth, down at the seashore? Why was he down there? Why was he down there with those nets and fish? It was because some of the disciples had interest, activities related to fishing.
In the next 24 hours, take that first step toward fellowship. Become involved in the lives of others around you. And for more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. It's time for Great Commandment Radio, practical biblical how-tos for loving God and loving others, with your hosts David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. If we as the body of Christ are to fulfill the Great Commission, reaching the ends of the earth with the good news of Jesus Christ, first and foremost, we have to get right the Great Commandment, how to love God and love others in our own homes, communities, and even in our own churches. That's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio, building and maintaining healthy relationships around the world. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
David, this week we're talking about healthy relationships around the world. But you know, we have to get really practical. Those healthy relationships around the world need to start in Austin, Texas, not just around the world. And one of those ways those healthy relationships would look would have a servant attitude. Now, some people out there to think about having a servant attitude might think of that as, oh, well, here I go, having to be a doorman. Here I go again, having to, you know, give up myself and my time. And who's gonna serve me? What do we say about that?
Yeah. About that, we look back, as you're saying, those healthy relationships around the world are really founded in those words of Jesus when he takes that basin of water and a towel and he kneels before those disciples and he's just reminded them, the greatest among you is the one who serves. This Christ that we have come to embrace as Savior, he's also the one who modeled for us the importance of serving one another. Now, to be honest with you, you and I have been married 40 years. Serving has not been just it hadn't been the most exciting thing my normal flesh wanted to do.
Well, and it's not something we need to fear, is it?
That's right. What that doesn't mean is that, I've got to give up myself. I'll never be a real person. What it just means that I look for those opportunities of somehow, in some important way, coming to know you well enough to know what things will really serve you. So I learned to turn down your bed and welcome you into bed at night and carry some sweetened loaf for you. Those in some way serve you. Doors at night.
I know,
I'm
but wait a minute.
Where I can
wait
turn off some of those lights.
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Now, you won't say this, and I'm going to be very vulnerable today. You're serving me today. We're trying to get these radio programs done. And you're serving me today by, after instead of finishing out the week and starting another week, you are serving me by letting me finish this week and then go to the kids' school because they're having Western Day today.
Western Day with grandkids.
We were going to try to do 2 weeks' worth of program and to serve me, because you know how much that would mean to me for me to enjoy that time with the kids. You're serving me to let me go after a week. And I want you to know how much I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That is very giving to me, and I want you to know how blessed I am about that. So that's a current and live example, folks.
There you go.
That we're dealing with. And that's what it means, having a servant attitude of knowing what would bless that person and then giving it to them.
You know, and when we came in here today, I wasn't anticipating serving you.
It just came up, didn't it?
I had things to do. We need to scratch 2 weeks off our list.
And
all of a sudden, God kind of shows up and says, well, why don't we serve this lady on the other side of this microphone?
Why don't we live this verse?
Oh, I hate it when you say that. Healthy relationships around the world, they really do begin in your own home, in your own city. So whether you're listening to us in Ohio or Oklahoma, whether you're listening to us in California or Florida, whether you're listening to us in the Virgin Islands, wherever you are over the internet, can I encourage you that Christ's words have great meaning for us? I am among you as one who serves. Serving one another, a key to healthy relationships. In our interview segment of today's program, we're going to be joined by Dave Nelson. He and a ministry team are involved with the Biblical Training Center for Pastors all over the world. They're training pastors, thousands and thousands of pastors in countries around the world, how to be servants. We'll be joined in that interview as he focuses on the Philippines. Can you imagine that around the world we can learn some lessons from what's happening in the Philippines? One of those lessons is going to come home to us to begin to realize, you know what? You and I don't have to go around the world to serve someone. Is there a friend in your life, someone in the workplace, coworker, a child, or maybe like me, is there someone across the microphone from me today?
Across the table.
That God would want me to serve. My tendency is to think, well, serving others is somewhere out there. And God just showed up right now and said, no, serving somebody is right here in this room, and her name is Teresa. We're glad you've joined us today on Great Commandment Radio. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. David's interview with Dave Nelson coming up in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio. Today, like every day, a free download. Information, think of it as good news you can use, put into practice in the next 24 hours. A free download from Great Commandment Radio is available for you or someone you love at our website at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. There you can also order practical biblical resources for helping you in your marriage relationship, to become a better parent or single parent, or as a Christian single adult, even in church leadership. Resources, chat rooms, our Great Commandment network of churches, and don't forget that daily free download. It's all available at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net, or pick up the telephone and call us toll free. 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Back with David and our friend Dave Nelson right after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, another way to love those close to you.
Getting to know some of the celebrations in the lives of people. What about people in your workplace who are celebrating things? We've got one of our team members whose son just recently won the little tournament in his wrestling contest. He's only recently got into the sport of wrestling and competitively done really well. It's been great to celebrate. We Lewis about that and his son. Celebrations.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. In the next 24 hours, celebrate with someone you know. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Thanks again for joining us this week on Great Commandment Radio. All week long, we're focusing on healthy relationships around the world. It's amazing how God is challenging maybe us in this country with the enrichment of our own relationships, seeing that beginning to be lived out in the lives of our churches, and then, if you will, sending us as missionaries around the world to just encourage those healthy relationships among other church leaders and churches. And we're blessed today to have with us Dave Nelson. I think he really hangs out in Florida, but he does a lot of things overseas. He's with the Bible Training Center for Pastors, and we're blessed, Dave, to have you join us today.
I'm blessed to be a part of this.
Well, you know, Dave, as you and I have had the opportunity to interact on several different levels about what God seems to be up to in challenging His church today, the Bible Training Center, I know, has a real heart for around the world equipping pastors and church leaders. So take just a moment, if you would, to tell us a little bit about the ministry, and then we'll focus more particularly on the ministry recently in the Philippines.
Okay. The Bible Training Center for Pastors first started working in Kenya in 1990. Dennis Mock, our president, went there to lead a conference with pastors and discovered the need for local church-based training. Many of the pastors there hadn't had any theological training, so he came back to the States and took the next 16 months to write our 10 training manuals. And he went back over there to teach the first class. And after he got back, there were a lot of requests. And so now, after 14 years, we're working in 80 countries.
It's phenomenal.
With 60 translation projects, training about 17,000 pastors and church leaders right now. And I had the privilege of overseeing the training in Asia, which would include the Philippines, China, Mongolia, South Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, and Japan.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dave. And, you know, even as you talk about that, a phenomenal number of pastors that are needing equipping, they need it in affordable, you know, convenient ways. One of the things that's in response to is just the Spirit's phenomenal work around the globe in seeing just phenomenal numbers of people coming to know the Lord, which is putting a real challenge on pastors and church leaders to get trained to be able to shepherd well. And what a blessing it is to have someone like you in the ministry that God's called you to be involved in that kingdom ministry.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great need today because there are so many churches being planted around the world. And there's not as much work in training those pastors and church leaders who are going to oversee those people. And so we have a lot of problems in other countries with false doctrine and the churches not being really fed. And there are about approximately 2.5 million pastors around the world who lack theological training. And so God's raised up BTCP, or the Bible Training Center for Pastors, to meet that need.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I wanted you to take a few moments particularly to focus on the opportunity I believe you had late last year teach some of the relational leadership materials that you'd been exposed to, I assume there at your own local church, to pastors in the Philippines. So tell us a little bit about the impact and what God did there.
Okay. I have three coordinators in the Philippines, and what I desire to do is go back there and help them to continue to grow personally and spiritually every time I visit them. And I was there in November, and I met with them and many of the men that they're mentoring and training, and pastors and church leaders and missionaries that I know personally. We all got together for 2 days. There were 25 of us, and we started to go through each one of the sessions. And after the session, I'd have one of them translated into the language there, and then we would break up into small groups and discuss the principles that we learned in that session. And it had a remarkable impression and impact upon the pastors there in many ways. And some of them told me, for instance, one of the pastors I had trained told me I want to rethink my style of leadership. One of my coordinators, Henry, wrote me back and said, this is the way we're going to do ministry from now on. With people and with churches and pastors. This is our, BTCP is our tool, but the way we're going to go about doing it is through the principles that we learned in the relational leadership seminar that they went through.
You know, Dave, one of the blessings of the kind of testimony you're sharing in the Philippines is that, you know, for Jesus to say the words, I am among you as one who serves. And that to be the lead-in to his washing their feet in the upper room and then saying, if I then have washed your feet, you ought to also wash one another's. What a dramatic challenge for servant leadership that really strikes right at the heart of too oftentimes that lie that says, I've got to exert my authority in order to get somebody to follow me.
Absolutely. It's such a tremendous need to become a servant and be willing to step down and do the most menial tasks for people that we're serving. And it's our privilege to be their servants. And so the one principle of not striving to become a leader really impacted them.
Mm-hmm.
They should strive to be a servant and serve in the Word. So that was a principle that really hit home with them. Many of them told me, I wish this pastor was here or this person to hear what we're going through.
This is what God's up to. He's up to challenging us to, in our own personal growth, our own relationships, learning to be vulnerable about that, and then allowing that to so impact our churches that we are able to be empowered to be missionaries, if you will, around the world, passing on His truth concerning relationships. And, you know, again, as you say, sitting around a table, having to look at some of your own growth challenges as a leader, get vulnerable with those among those in your church, and then God, as He obviously very sovereignly does, then takes those very experiences in your own life and then allows you the privilege to pass those around to others on the other side of the world.
I am terribly grateful for the opportunities that God has given me to be a servant to others here at the church, in the Philippines, around the world, and just ask God to use my life to impact others by serving them. Being with them as Christ was with the disciples. And we're so appreciative, David, that you wrote the materials, that you've taught it and passed it on down to us, and it's impacting our church here and also through my ministry around the world.
Amen. What a blessing to have you with us today, and an encouragement to all of our listeners that this is what God's up to. It's a little bit of a challenge of maybe why you're on the planet. Why'd God put you here? Did He put you here to maybe see the power of His Word touch your relationships and then so enrich you within the context of your local church fellowship that you could be sent out along with others to impact the world for Christ? What a blessing again to have you with us today, Dave. And we look forward to other opportunities to hearing great things of what's happening there at Crosstown Community Church in Tampa, as well as the Bible Training Center for Pastors. Bless you for joining us today, Dave.
Dr. David Ferguson with Dave Nelson of the Bible Training Center right outside of Atlanta. Their phone number is 770-938-6160. Again, that is 770-938-6160. Or find out more about the Bible Training Center for Pastors through the web at BibleTraining.com. BibleTraining.com. Back with David and Teresa Ferguson, building healthy relationships in your own backyard and around the world. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, practical tips for loving those around you.
You see, in all of our lives, there's struggles. Struggles with young people, with children, with family members. Just recently, during one of our times of prayer, we were praying with team members who were struggling with young adults who are still struggling to be adults. Whatever it may be, let's look for the opportunity to get to know people's interests, activities, their celebrations, their struggles. And then, this is what Great Commandment Love is all about. Let's then care.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living and Loving and free downloads, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Lessons from the Philippines. Can you imagine learning something from around the world? Healthy relationships around the world. And in our interview with Dave Nelson, and just the powerful testimony of a different approach to leadership in the church, a different approach to how we live out our Christian experience, and that approach is called servanthood. Who would have ever thought of it? All across the pages of the Bible, Christ was a real paradox, wasn't he? He talks about don't return evil with evil. Now, Teresa, you and I have done a little bit of that in our journey. You know, well, if you reject me, I might reject you. If you ignore me, I might ignore you. But he says, return evil with good. What better good could there be than to know a person well enough that you know how to serve them? Jesus was able to serve those disciples because he knew them. And a part of the challenge sometimes, Teresa, is that if we're going to be the kind of servants to people around us, we need to get to know them well enough and some of their real needs so that we know how to serve them. Took me a long time to figure out how to best serve you, but that was the journey of getting to know you.
Well, excuse me. It is true, David. You know my heart. You know my desires. You know that part of me of wanting to give to me, of wanting to serve to me. But as we were talking about this, I thought, well, what about just the minister or the person going down the street that is wanting to be able to serve their fellow man? You know, one of the things that I think God has given us as Christians is that spirit within us. And if we stay in tune with that spirit, stay in the spirit, that spirit can speak to us and direct us in how to serve maybe that person that we're walking down the street or maybe the person that we meet and we're just sitting around the table having a chat with them. If we're living in that spirit world where we're not so consumed with ourselves, where we have an attitude of wanting to serve, as we listen to that person, as we listen to them, God will give us insight in how best to love that person, how best to serve them. I was thinking about the time that I was sitting across the table from Cassidy, and the best way that I could serve Cassidy when she was talking about how her mother had said some things that were so ugly to her, as listening to her, the spirit within me quickened me. How can I serve Cassidy? By offering her comfort, by giving her some words that she needed. Well, God can do that in each one of us, that we can serve one another in ways we don't have to know each other intimately, but just have that spirit within us to be sensitive to the spirits leading how we can serve others.
What an amazing encouragement and a practical application today. Learning to listen to the Christ within us, the spirit who really does, he knows everyone, doesn't he?
He knows their needs before we do.
That's
knows
right.
How we need to serve them before we do.
We hope that you on today's program might be challenged with this role of servanthood and how that in your own life you can begin to listen to the sensitivity of the Lord of how you can better know someone in order to serve them. Serve them practically in some of those encouraging times where you share a word of comfort, where you come alongside to offer practical help. Also on today's program, we want to encourage you, as we've been doing all week long, to check out our website, greatcommandment.net. One of the particular things you'll find there is a download called Relational Leader Accreditation. Our ministry is all about training some saints, saints like you, single adults, couples, pastors, lay people who have an interest in beginning to build healthy relationships in their own lives, in the lives of their church. Just like we heard in our interview in that church in Tampa, Florida, there is the burden to see healthy relationships in that church. People develop a servant's heart and then become missionaries literally around the world. Whatever that may look like for you, check out greatcommandment.net. You'll also find there the resource for the week. We've been focusing on healthy relationships, and you'll find the Intimate Encounters workbook. You'll also find there a DVD kit that'll actually help you begin to start this kind of healthy relationship ministry, maybe in your small group, in your church. And who knows, God might send you around the world. Thanks for joining us today.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries, fulfilling the Great Commission to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and to help build healthy relationships around the world. To fulfill the Great Commission, we have to start first in our own backyard. For many of us, that means our own marriages. And our resource, Intimate Encounters, available on VHS or DVD or audio CD, is a great place to start in your own marriage relationship, whether you're a newlywed or several decades into your journey. That's Intimate Encounters. You can order the workbook and media resource through greatcommandment.net, a great training effort for your church or community. That's the Intimate Encounters resource kits available through greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free, and we can tell you how you can start an Intimate Encounters group in your own church or community. That's 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. We continue our series, Healthy Relationships Around the World and in Your Own Home, on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.
We've got some listeners who are in some cities that listen to us who are very much near some military bases.
That's a real struggle. That's a real struggle in military lives, is for that unity. When the husband's gone, the wife's got the leader role, and then the husband to come back in and assume that, it's hard to change hats.